When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, Tuesday it is, right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. It's probably Tuesday everywhere else as well. We are here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. We're in for a very big show today. Welcome to listeners across SEN 1170 AM in Sydney and everyone across the SEN app or wherever you're listening across the SEN network, as we often like to say. Whether you just want to ring up for a chat, doesn't have to be make a strong sporting point if you just want to say hello. Or let us know where you're listening, what you're doing. Are you already at work? Text in 0457 736 736. We're only too happy to give you a shout-out. Plenty happening on today's show. I feel like I've got a... We need degrees in medicine, Dr. Alexander, because we're going to talk a lot about injuries today. We need to understand the complications of injuries, most notably to Kalyn Ponga, Jamal Fogarty, Sean Johnson, Clint Gutherson. There's all these key players with injuries that we're going to talk about. Good morning, Dr. Alexander.
Morning, Andrew. I'm your man. If you're going to talk injuries, I definitely am your man. Just heard Vanessa on the news say Newcastle looking for ways to cover for the loss of Kalyn Ponga. My reply to that would be... No, they won't be able to.
Joey is Joey
find
fit?
A replacement.
Yeah, is Joey fit? They got Joey back.
It's going to be a tough haul for the Newcastle Knights over the next 12 weeks, and that would be sounds like good case scenario for Kalyn Ponga's foot injury. And we spoke about when we heard that Kalyn Ponga had a foot injury to go with his hip injury.
Yep,
Vossie, we said, wow, foot injuries. They are lengthy.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's no painkiller, is there? There's nothing there. Nothing can be done.
I think it might have been Gary of Newtown said that the blood flow isn't as good to the extremities as it is everywhere else. So that could be right, too.
Well,
that's part of the deal.
Let's clear up one thing on Ponga and the injury. It was not related to the hip. While you can say, well, should he have been playing with a hip? Well, you know, plenty do play with pain, but he did look inconvenienced. I would have taken him off the previous week when he was a passenger for 25 minutes, but it has nothing to do with the suffering of the foot injury. One doesn't lead to the other.
No, it doesn't, no. And I've had a hip pointer, and hip pointer injuries are one of the most painful injuries you can have, but you can needle it and get on the field the following week. So there was no problem... I didn't think with Ponga playing against the Bulldogs and the foot injury was unrelated to what happened to him the week before. So, Kalyn Ponga, not easy to replace.
You would have to say, though, headspace wasn't quite right when in the Fox League preview before the game he said, hopefully I make it through to half time. You really don't want a player thinking that and saying it out loud pre-game that he's got this, he's got some inhibitions and some doubts about his own fitness with the injury. But again, unrelated, if he was favouring the hip, it doesn't lead to the foot injury. That's been confirmed by every doctor outside you, Mr. Dr. Alexander.
That's right. Yeah. So whatever medical question you want to throw at me this morning, Andrew, feel free. Yesterday, what did you do after we finished work yesterday? What did you get up to yesterday?
No, just work in the warehouse, if you really want to know. It's a pretty boring story. Went down and caught up with Bo Scott yesterday.
Yeah.
Bo Scott's running Flip Out at Braemar. Yeah, Bo, former grand final winner, former Knight, former Eel, former Dragon, former Shark, former New South Wales,
Flip Out's
former
still
Kangaroo.
Around. Okay.
Yeah, Flip Out's a good man.
I remember taking my boys to Flip Out some time ago. There was a Flip Out at Brookvale. I don't know if it's still there, Vossie. It can get pretty chaotic on a weekend.
Oh, it's noisy.
School holidays.
It's noisy. Mm. Yeah, but he makes a good cup of coffee, Bo Scott, too. Very handy. Yeah, no, but drop in and say good day to him. Braemar is the venue.
Would he scare the kids if he just sort of pulled that face, like, you know, he's
any shenanigans, yeah. Yeah, good man to have in charge of a Flip Out if things got a bit hectic, I reckon. Yeah, no, but he makes a good coffee. Cheese toasty. Yeah. But anyway, tough. You asked, I answered. So no, yeah. And if you're thinking I was going to answer, I sat down and watched Graham Annesley, then no, I didn't. I leave that to you. That's also your department.
So, you know what? I left it yesterday. Because of the golf was washed out yesterday, the Heritage Classic, and when we finished work, it was up and running again. So I watched a little bit of the golf. Then I got busy doing something, but I went out and played golf yesterday. And I've only had, since the footy season started, I've only had one game. Played out at Stonecutters Creek about 3 weeks ago, Penrith Sponsors Day. That was a good day, but I played with two of my boys, the eldest boy, Liam, and Bo, who flies to Japan this morning. So he's they're up now. They're packing bags.
All happening.
It's all happening now. So he's flying to Japan today. So I played golf at Long Reef. Long Reef is a stunning course. It's a public course, so it's
links,
very busy.
Coastal
links, but in great nick. Greens are fast, like glass. Really good. It's a really good track. So it was good to be on the golf course.
Yeah. Is that the end of the story? Was that it? What did you do yesterday after the show? You just wanted to tell you about
no,
a game of golf?
No, I'm getting to
it. No, so something I played. Something about, tell me you ran into someone. George Clooney appeared out of the bushes or something like that.
No. It's just
one
just
of the Dado brothers? Something.
But then when I got home, I thought, my day doesn't feel fulfilled. Why is that? I wonder why I wasn't feeling. There's something missing on a Monday. It was the Graham address. So I sat down and watched it. I did. I put myself through it.
Ah, you did it. Well done.
Now, let's just start with Cameron Munster. Cameron Munster, all good. All good. So, you know the rules on the bin? Because we spoke about Sin.
Right. Well, yesterday. You're meant to stand in the tunnel, aren't you, with the official...
Hang on.
With the time official.
No. Yep. So, you got 8 and 2. 8 minutes need to be spent inside the sheds. Mm. 2 minutes you can stand outside. You can come out. You can come out 2 minutes... 2 minutes before you run on. Now, there was complaints about the bike. Why was he on the bike? Well, he was under the supervision of the ground manager, and they requested from the ground manager that because Cameron had a previous injury, the groin, they wanted to keep him warm. Can I hop on the bike? The ground manager said yes. Well, so the bike action was all good. So all clear, Cameron Munster. Brad Schneider, he should have been sin bin. That didn't come as any surprise.
There we go.
But then we got into the Nelson Asifa Solomona push, assisting Eli Katoa in the
this
try.
This is going to get meaty, I think. This is going to get meaty, Brandy. Are you going to be salty, Brandy, in a moment?
I'm not going to be salty. No. Graham had no problem with the process that the bunker went through. And I agreed. You heard the audio of the bunker, and I thought, they've done things, as they should have. And Graham also pointed out, clearly that he understands there will be divided opinion. Now, part of the rules, and Vossi, you sent me the little snapshot of the rules that state if you assist a player in a try-scoring situation, you will be penalised.
Clarified pre-season this year. That's why it's on the website now. You can go onto the NRL.com website and see that exact terminology in black and white.
And also, there is a part B of that. Now, considered must be any momentum that the tackle generates. So, basically what he said was the momentum generated by the tackle, and that's Eli Katoa with the ball, was enough to get him in the end goal. Now, I would dispute that, because once you saw the side-on view, you saw just how much of a push Nelson gave Eli Katoa. I think the momentum was generated by Nelson Asifa Solomona. Therefore, I would have penalised him. That's that one. So, in the question time, Graham said, any questions? And you just hear this little female voice asking a question sort of a roundabout way. I'm thinking, well, are we serious here? Like, what is there? No one else in the room? She asked questions on both issues. Same person. So I'm thinking maybe the NRL have just got someone in there, put them there for questions.
So you're thinking it's like Parliament. Yeah, well, I ask a question of the Senator, would he please say, thank you for that question, and I now have 10 minutes prepared to answer it.
That could be the way. And then, I don't even want to go into the Remus Smith one. It got
Cap.
A little bit...
You call him Cap?
Well,
it was just Cap.
My question would have been... Now, Graham went on to describe... disruptors, and he wasn't. He was having a go, and he was genuine in his attempt to catch the ball. And yeah, Connor Watson got
pushed him in the
blame.
Connor Watson, no, he wasn't.
Hang on,
no.
But he said, "Hang on, Connor Watson got the blame because." And let me be clear. Connor Watson's done nothing wrong. He just took up a position under the ball where he thought
that's
it was going to win.
Yeah, that's right.
But that caused Dreema Smith to change his. Well, once he attempted to catch the ball, Connor Watson changed what Dreema Smith was doing because he had to get over the back of him. But my question to Graham would have been, Graham, what about the timing of the contact on Manu? He pushed him in the back, pushed him in the shoulders.
Mm.
As he was catching the ball, so he took away his ability to catch the ball.
That's right. It's an illegal act on a player trying to catch a ball. Pushed him in the back, two hands.
No one asked that question. There was no one said, Graham, what about the timing of the contact on Joseph Manu? No one said that. Yes. The gallery.
So
Connor
Watson, who did nothing wrong, then is to blame for the consequence. Well, then can that same defence not be applied to any high tackle where an attacker drops? It's not my fault I got him in the head because he dropped. He dropped. So it's not, I shouldn't be charged. All clear. No, that's rubbish logic.
Yeah,
you can't be doing that. The smother. Smother us.
Yes.
Smother us with gibber. I don't know. Anyway, it's good. But that's what we do for 3 hours every morning. So I suppose Graham's entitled to do it 1 hour a week.
Yeah. It was good.
But you still like the session.
I did.
You're addicted to it. You are addicted to it, Brandy.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like my Monday isn't Monday if I don't listen to Graham.
Now, Brandy, shout out. I said, text us wherever you are. Morning Boys, this one, listening in from, is it pronounced Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, British Columbia? Ian, usually from Tweed Heads.
He's on holiday.
So Ian is over there in British Columbia. He's listening to us right now. Why don't we say hello world at the top of the program like Lordsy used to? Is Lordsy still on? Is he still with us? He still has hello world. Can we do that?
No one's 100% sure on that, Andrew.
Because that Nanaimo, it is. Nanaimo. There you go. Nanaimo, British Columbia. They're listening in to us getting this stuff that we're going. This one, great story, Brandy. You didn't watch Graham Annesley's address, but then you did good stuff, says the Pearl.
Well, Pearl, I didn't watch it live. Well, normally,
But it is a good story. I'm one with the Pearl. It was a really good story. Really good story. Another injury. Jamal Fogarty. Gee, the innocuous manner in which he suffers the bicep injury. The clip always happens so quick. You don't even know what happened there. Dr. Alexander, the bicep. He's now got bicep surgery this week. 3 months? Two? Three months?
Yeah, because, look, we said through the game, when we heard it was a bicep injury, I said, well, there's some players that have played, I've played with players that have played with ruptured biceps. My old doctor, Dr. Norm Southern, who was my doctor at Penrith from Harold Matthews right through my whole first grade career, he texted me and he said, you're right. He said, some players do, depending on where you rupture it, Andrew. If it's up the top, you can play on. If you rupture it down near the elbow, down at the bottom of the, it's called the distal part of the bicep, you're in trouble. And that's exactly what Jamal Fogarty must have done. So he's ruptured his bicep down the bottom near the elbow. That requires surgery. And he's 3 months.
That's nasty. And then Clint Gutherson, so now he's got a problem. He's being nursed through. You know, they're draining the fluid off the knee. Sean Johnson's got this Achilles problem. That's a, you know, load injury. Only rest could fix it.
Obviously, that is the Achilles that he ruptured playing for the Sharks, you would think. Do they rest him this weekend against the Titans?
Chances. Wow. We've got prizes to give away today. We've got the Signet Boost Power Bank to give away. Double pass to Waratahs v Chiefs coming up on Friday at Allianz Stadium. Tickets at waratahs.rugby/tickets. So coming off the bye, the Waratahs. And had a really good chat with Will Harrison last week. Enjoyed that. What an impressive young bloke he is. Let's hope that he can He had his Sam Stone Street moment, really, in some ways, the previous week. Not that it was debut, but given all the injuries, he had to come back and kick the penalty goal and then kick the field goal in extra time. It was a great moment in front of family and friends. So good luck. Waratahs double pass giveaway later in the program. David Riccio on today is the go well, not Michael Carrier. David Riccio on the show. That is thumbs up. That is absolute thumbs up. And Anthony Minicello ahead of Anzac Day on Thursday, the great Mini. But not just to talk about Anzac Day, but talk anything with Mini. I was actually going to throw up Mini Housewives of Sydney, isn't it? What's the program called? So his wife,
something
Terry, was
close to that.
Yeah, the Real Housewives of Sydney. I wondered whether Mini then would be inspired to have the Real Husbands of Sydney. Would he go on a program? Maybe. Ooh. Footy husbands. No? Would that work?
So.
I don't know if that makes sense.
So.
But anyway.
So. Does the housewives work? Is that a, is that
well,
a good
plenty
ranker,
of people watch it?
It.
Plenty of people right. watch it. To me, it's just, it's. I'd probably prefer to watch Graham Annesley. but you know, they just talk. They just talk away. Okay. See what Anthony thought about it. Yeah. I don't know.
Port Macquarie Pearl says, I ruptured my bicep near the elbow and was out of work for 4 months. And my work doesn't include tackling.
Heavily involved early. He's taken a couple of hit-ups in the first set, Port Macquarie Pearl, hasn't he?
He's busy.
He's in for a big game today. He's come off the back fence a couple of times in the first set. And one last one to cogitate as we go to a break, Brandy. I'm not a surfer. Are you a surfer? Do you ever surf?
No. I like the water, but I don't surf.
Okay. Would it scare you, a big wave? Well, like... What's a big wave to you when you're out in the surf?
So, a big wave would scare me. If I was on a surfboard, no idea.
Well, they've done a recheck of the effort of the German, you know him well, Sebastian Schrutner, from February over there in Portugal. Now, they've come up with some new apparatus or something to measure the wave that he surfed there, and they're now confirming it as the world record. The wave was 93.72 feet. That is 28.57 metres high. That was actually provisionally measured at that.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it.
Yeah.
I saw the picture. He was a little dot. He was tiny on the wave. Massive wave. So yeah, that would scare me, Andrew. There's not a chance that I would.
What would your heart rate be? Like, seriously.
180.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Anyway, well done,
Sebastian.
How did Sebastian.
He fare after the wave broke? How'd he go?
He says it's the record to me, this is the quote, and I won't put on a voice because we don't do dress-ups or voices. The record to me is definitely secondary to actually riding the wave and everything that goes into it. He told CNN Sport. I think what was special about this last big day in February was that we surfed conditions that never have been surfed before. Mm. There you go. Surfers out there, what's the biggest wave?
Surfer.
What is the buzz like? Share it with us. Put it into layman's terms. What is surfing a big wave like? Talk yourself up today. Have you been to Hawaii? Have you surfed something out there in some remote location? Talk surfing this morning on the open line, the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170, or text 0457 736 736. How much is fear a component of the enjoyment of surfing?
Big.
Let us know. Just interested, because I've never stood on a board, so
right,
I need
see,
to know.
I've done that. I have stood on a board. Like
I've been to fish markets. I've been to the fish markets. I've been to Wando Beach. Haven't walked the Harbour Bridge. Yep. Okay, good start to the show. 21 after 6. This is the place to talk sport. We've got some great sponsors, some terrific support for our program, Brandy.
We're here for Bryden's Lawyers, Vossie. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers.